Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. NATO, the headline from Bloomberg. Zelensky to visit NATO to rally support for Ukraine membership. The story so far. Over these last days, Germany is said, by headlines, to have indicated it does not believe it is time for Ukraine to join NATO. The U.S. has supported that idea, and in fact, the President of the United States has said Ukraine joining NATO is premature. However, at the same time, in this same time frame, the newly re-elected president of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan, has said that it is time for Ukraine to join NATO. These contradictions are profound because Mr. Zelensky is appealing for membership immediately. All that would mean right now is that NATO would be effectively at war with Russia, a Russia that is completely non-transparent. The contradictions are daily. The most recent is that Mr. Putin met with Prigozhin in the days after the so-called mutiny and had a conversation about the future. Very odd. However, we come back to NATO meeting in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, within bicycling distance from the Belarusian frontier, where we're told the dictator Lukashenko has co-control of nuclear weapons issued by Putin. That's confusion enough. Mary, Zelensky wants to join NATO. Turkey says yes. How are they going to sort this out?
Well, Turkey's foreign policy is determined by its domestic imperatives. That's really been the consistent pattern of Erdogan, the Turkish leader. He's saying not a unconditional yes. He's saying yes if Sweden does with certain Kurdish populations in Sweden what Erdogan wants, which is to have them extradited. So Erdogan is just trying to apply pressure to get what he wants, which is a certain kind of diplomatic action by Sweden. The NATO meeting is very important because the war in Ukraine is entering a critical period. The Ukrainians are in the midst of a counteroffensive, which has not lived up to expectations, largely because NATO and the United States have not armed Ukraine to make significant gains. And the question of the Ukraine's accession to NATO is, in some respects, John, it's important, but what's more important is winning the war. So whether or not they say yes to NATO membership is a little bit beside the point. However, NATO does confer a guarantee of protection, and that's why Zelensky wants it. He just doesn't trust that the NATO countries will remain steadfast in their aid. And if he got that accession and he got that immediate membership, I think he would feel more comfortable that domestic politics in Western capitals would be less threatening to that aid. Because, for instance, it's going to be an issue in the U.S. presidential election, whether or not the United States should be aiding Kyiv. So immediate term, the imperative is to win the war. You can do that by arming Zelensky quickly to win. I don't expect that out of the leaders' meeting. Instead, I expect vague assurances and potentially more weapons shipped. But there's no indication that the White House or London or Paris or Berlin are going to change what has been a drip feed of weapons and support since the war began.
The meeting in Moscow we're told about between Prigozhin and Putin, that makes no sense to me. Do you have an intuition about it, Mary? Is this a competitor's meeting to divide up the pie? Is this looking into each other's eyes? Does this make sense?
No, it could be a rewriting of history for all we know. It just tells you how opaque the power circles are in the Kremlin. If the way I read the story, and I don't know anything more than what your listeners do reading from the papers, is only that Putin is trying to rewrite this as Prigozhin a patriot and Putin the beneficent leader who listened to his concerns and that of more than 30 of his fighters and is now taking action. That may or may not be true. For all we know, Prigozhin is holed up somewhere in Belarus or elsewhere, plotting to, marshal a bigger march. Or it could be true. And Prigozhin, bowed at the knee of Putin because he thinks that Putin's power is fairly secure and that he can overthrow him. We just don't know, John. And again, it makes even more important this idea that we have to look at what Moscow does, not what it says, in regimes like this that are so opaque and so hard to decipher. You have to look at actions and not words. And so I think you'd look to where does Prigozhin pop up next? Where physically is he? How many fighters does he have around him? What happens to the operations in Africa, for instance, that have been so profitable for him and for Putin? Are Wagner fighters in some respect, perhaps in Russia, integrated into the DOD? And who oversees them? And how much money do they get? Are they punished in any way if they went to Belarus? These are the things to look at, not what the New York Times is reporting about what Putin purportedly said.
Mary, do the American people want to know why we're in Ukraine?
Absolutely. And that is the responsibility of the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, who sets that policy. He has not made a national address on why aiding Ukraine is in our U.S. national interest. At a bare minimum, you have,
we have 30
the world's
seconds, Mary. 30 seconds.
Major nuclear power invading another country with a history of expansionism in Georgia, in Ukraine, interventions in Syria and Libya. This is obviously a threat to the stability of Europe. It is therefore a threat to the United States, and it also is a test for the United States, as other powers will watch whether or not we come to Ukraine's aid or we leave them to be conquered.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, Senior Advisor, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.